Demand and supply planning. Demand planning. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demand planning as the process of combining statistical forecasting techniques and judgment to construct demand estimates for products or services, both high and low volume, lumpy and continuous, across the supply chain from the supplier's raw materials to the consumer's needs. Items can be aggregated by product family, geographical location, product life cycle, and so forth to determine an estimate of consumer demand for finished products, service parts, and services. Numerous forecasting models are tested and combined with judgment from marketing, sales, distributors, warehousing, service parts, and other functions. Actual sales and forecasts by various models and judgments are compared to determine the best integration of techniques and judgment to minimize forecast error. The definition makes it clear that demand planning is primarily forecasting. However, demand planning is listed separately from demand forecasting here because it is important to distinguish that this process needs proactive planning at strategic and tactical levels. This includes determining how to best forecast and with whom to share these forecasts, or deciding when to request and use forecasts prepared by other supply chain partners. Thus, demand planning also includes sales planning and plans for customer relationship management, CRM, and customer service management, CSM. Supply planning. Supply plans indicate the organization's capabilities and detailed resources required to meet the demand plan, including capacity, costs, quality levels, and levels of responsiveness and flexibility. Supply plans are based on operations data, master files, and historical supply data. The supply plan is really a set of plans. Production plan. The production plan states in relevant units the authorized aggregate production output by product family as a monthly rate, usually for at least 12 months. This plan is used to calculate the cost of inventory called for in the supply plan. It also provides details on production load for resource capacity calculations. Resource plan. This is an aggregate look at resource sufficiency, equipment, facilities, labor, supplier capacity, etc. Inventory plan. This function sets period target ending inventory for comparison against actual minimum slash maximum values and reviews policy exceptions. Distribution requirements plan. The distribution requirement plan specifies logistics resources and warehouse and transportation capacities needed to move inventory through planned channels. Performance metrics and targets. Specifying targets enables control. Production and resource planning are explained more next. Inventory and distribution requirements planning are covered elsewhere. Production planning. Production planning starts with strategy. There are several basic strategies, chase. The chase strategy increases or decreases production to match seasonal or other fluctuations in demand, which could require a flexible workforce and can also mean idle equipment at times. Level. The level strategy produces a steady amount through the year, meaning that inventory accumulates during low demand periods and is expected to be in demand during peak seasonal or other high demand periods. Hybrid. The hybrid strategy mixes the chase and level strategies for a plateau-like effect, perhaps by adding a second shift for part of the year near seasonal peaks. Outsourcing or subcontracting can also be used to increase capacity. An example is a supplemented minimum level strategy, which levels internal production at slightly above the minimum level of annual demand, and then outsources all excess demand to organizations who may use a chase strategy since their demand will be just the seasonal peak areas. After selecting the production strategy, production rates are planned. There will be a minimum and maximum production rate range for profitability. Too low means that overhead is greater than profit. Too high means that overtime and quality issues destroy profit. Production rates for level demand are calculated as follows. Using an example of 12 months with a forecast of 100,000 units, beginning inventory of 10,000 units, and ending inventory of 12,000 units. Finally, production targets are established and operations are monitored and controlled by reviewing variance from goals. Resource planning. Resources include equipment, labor, and any other productive capability that adds value through production, storage, or shipping. Resources are always limited. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines resource planning, also called resource requirements planning, as capacity planning conducted at the business plan level. Resource planning is the process of establishing, measuring, and adjusting limits or levels of long-range capacity. It is normally based on the production plan, but may be driven by higher-level plans beyond the time horizon of the production plan, for example, the business plan. It addresses those resources that take long periods of time to acquire. Resource planning decisions always require top management approval. Resource planning requires a detailed production plan with a unit of measure that everyone agrees to use, aggregate capacity resource profiles for major production entities or bottleneck areas, a bill of resources, and a process for getting the resource plan approved. Aggregate capacity resource profiles provide high-level information on load, the amount of work a given resource needs to do over a period. The bill of resources lists all the resources needed to make one unit of the average product in a product family. In other words, it is an ingredient list of components and subcomponents. Moreover, it defines how much of each ingredient to use in relevant units of measure, including process units such as hours. Since this is a product family bill of resources, it may be a composite related to average usage rather than a bill for an actual item. Exhibit 2-10 shows an example of a resource profile, a bill of resources, and a resource plan for 1 month, January. Source: adapted from David F. Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, Managing in the Era of Supply Chain Management, 3rd edition. The resource plan uses the resource profile and the bill of resources to calculate the load for each production area. Note that most areas are measured in hours, but final assembly is measured in cubic meters. Any unit of measure that adequately captures the resource requirements could be used. A resource capacity calculation can be shown in a bar chart on a period-by-period basis, such as the 18-month capacity analysis in Exhibit 2-11. Here the release load is firm orders, while the planned load could still fluctuate since these are based on forecasts. Exhibit 2-11, our chart for capacity. Note that month 2 exceeds the maximum capacity of 9,000 units, and changes in timing, production volume, or available resources, for example outsourcing, need to be made. Significant underloading would also need some response. Supply plans are brought into alignment with demand plans using the S&OP process. Once that is done, more detailed production planning occurs with master production scheduling and material requirements planning. Demand management is implemented by logistics professionals and many others at the organization by adjusting a number of levers, things that are in one's power to change and may influence or redirect demand, price, lead time, production flexibility, and adjusting safety stock levels. These and other levers are an important part of the demand management process.